The Big Ten Conference will open its 2020 football season tonight when Illinois visits Wisconsin. But the games people care about in these parts are happening tomorrow. Michigan State will host Rutgers in East Lansing in the afternoon. And Michigan will visit Minnesota tomorrow night. Joining me now to discuss a season altered dramatically by COVID-19 before it even begins is Michigan Radio sports commentator John Eubacon. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Doug.
College football has been underway for weeks now in other parts of the country, and we've seen dozens of games postponed or canceled because of COVID outbreaks among teams. Is the Big Ten setting itself up for the same kind of results?
Well, they do have the best protocols of any league out there for positive tests and so on. So it's going to be, I think, in that sense, the safest. The flip side is it's getting colder, people are going inside, and we're experiencing apparently a third wave nationwide. So the timing in some ways is not lucky.
Well, in this week, the Washtenaw County Health Department issued a stay-in-place order for U of M students because of rising COVID case numbers. MSU has had its own COVID-19 problems and has banned tailgating on campus. Fans aren't allowed in the stadiums in the Big Ten this season. Do you worry that fans of all ages, including students, will find ways to gather in large groups and will eventually see that in the COVID numbers?
Well, I'm not worried about it because I'm certain that's exactly what they're going to do. You're supposed to stay out of the bars and so on. It's going to be houses. Even, you know, 10 people is enough to get this thing going, of course. So that's going to happen.
On October 31st, Michigan will host Michigan State at the Big House. Again, no fans allowed at that game. But, John, you may have heard this as well. People like to party on Halloween. They like to party on the day of the Michigan State-Michigan game. What could possibly go wrong?
You know what? I have been reading about that. It's true what you say about Halloween and tailgating. Yeah, it's almost a perfect storm of COVID super spreader events.
John, in America, no other sport is so wrapped up in the atmosphere, the culture, the community buy-in as college football. But the game day rituals to make the sport what it is won't be the same this year. As someone who loves and covers the game, what's hardest to take for you about what's changing this season?
Look, the game itself is going to be quite good. It'll be like 95% as good as the real thing in terms of the quality of play. They're a little rusty. But what draws me to college football is what draws millions of fans. It's one of the few things that we still do together. We don't care about your politics, your race, your gender, your religion, your age. We really don't actually care, Doug, if you went to the school. As long as you know where to put your fist in the air on the fight song, you're one of us and you're welcome. And we're losing that. And at a time, I think we probably need it more than ever.
Michigan State has a new head coach this season, Mel Tucker. He replaces longtime coach Mark D'Antonio, who'd been criticized in his final years at MSU, but still went out on 3 straight bowl appearances and 2 wins. Is this unusual season a blessing or a curse for a new coach like Mel Tucker?
This season has to be considered a free pass because it's so weird. Basically, whatever happens this year, they're going to write off. The cupboard right now in East Lansing is largely bare. He needs a year to get his act together, to get his recruits in. For him, this is not a bad thing.
Meanwhile, Jim Harbaugh is entering his 6th season coaching the Wolverines. I think it's fair to say that despite a lot of regular season wins, Harbaugh has not lived up to the hopes of the Wolverine fan base. His current contract expires after the 2021 season. How much could the results this fall affect the long-term prospects for Harbaugh in Ann Arbor?
Of course, only 2 guys know that answer, and that's Jim Harbaugh and Ward Manuel, his boss, Michigan's athletic director. As far as his expectations go, he's done extremely well on and off the field, except for one thing, 5 straight losses to Ohio State. And with that, of course, comes Big Ten titles, playoff bids, and so on. I'm a bit surprised it's not been signed yet.
A new deal or an extension.
Exactly. Because that affects your recruiting. You have to sign these things 2 or 3 years in advance to have continuity for recruiting long-term. Otherwise, other coaches will say, well, he's only got 1 year left. Who knows if he's going to re-up at Michigan? So it is becoming a problem bit by bit. I bet that gets signed pretty quickly.
Okay, John, thanks a lot.
Doug, thank you.
John Eubacon is Michigan Radio sports commentator and the author of 7 national bestsellers. The latest, Overtime, Jim Harbaugh and the Michigan Wolverines at the Crossroads of College Football, is out now. You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.